This is Pulse 2 Match Day Live.
And that is the minutes of pause for the City legend, Bobby Campbell.
Marshall closing in on the penalty area, goes out wide, sends the ball into the middle. Hunter with a header. Oh, he sent it in totally the wrong direction. And he's put it 5 yards wide from about 8 yards out. Should have been 1-0 Bradford City, Billy Clark.
Yeah.
9 minutes gone at Valley Parade. Bradford City 0, Northampton Town 0. And the applause starts as the picture appears on the big screen, the one that we've seen so many times in recent years, in the claret and amber of Bobby Campbell. There's only one Bobby Campbell, and the applause starts, and it'll continue for a whole minute. Just about everybody in the ground, even some of the Northampton fans, are joining in with it. That's good to see. As play continues, Stuart McCall acts as the ball boy and gives it to Nicky Law, and the chanting, there's only one Bobby Campbell as well, rings out all around Valley Parade. It's so loud you'll be able to hear that in the city centre, I'm sure. Very, very emotional night here. I have to say, the club have done Bobby Campbell proud tonight. It was a fantastic tribute on the big screen beforehand. I hope they show that again. I don't know whether they will at half time, but maybe they'll tweet it out or certainly put it on the club website. It was absolutely superbly done. Meredith comes forward, goes on the overlap. Ball teed up for him. Can he get the cross in? Yes, he can. Where's the header from Hanson? It's straight to the goalkeeper. Well, it was a great bit of football in the build-up. Maybe not quite the amount of pace on the ball from Hanson that he'd have liked. He had it on target, but straight, unfortunately, out the debutant goalkeeper, David Cornell.
Oh, it might be a step from Cornell. Oh, Hanson's in there, goes down. Oh, the referee had a good look at that. Clear penalty from where I'm sat, penalty, because Cornell spills it, sticks out an arm, and Hanson goes over it. And if the referee thinks that's intentional, it is a penalty. Cullen goes back towards Vicky. Might be a chance. Penalty.
Yes.
Has to be this time.
Oh.
He has a good look at it. Says he got something on the ball. Well, the crowd cannot believe it. From where I'm sat, from where Billy Clark is sat, it looks a penalty. He got the man and then touched the ball.
Got to be a pen.
To Vukic, left-footed, curls over towards Hanson. It heads it backwards. It comes to Marshall. Hits it up into the area.
Yes.
Hanson!
Yes! Yes!
Top left-hand corner. I can see somebody, I'm sure, is looking down from above and thinking, that'll do for me. Bobby Campbell would have liked that one. And Hanson has broken the deadlock 10 minutes into the second half. Bradford City 1, Northampton Town 0. If at first you don't succeed, try again. And that was sheer persistence, Billy Clark.
Yeah, it's just relentless pressure.
Might be a chance for the substitutes. Worked out to man on the right-hand side. He's going to dink it in. Up go the heads. Oh, brilliant save by Colin Doyle. Brilliant. I think it was Richards who got up there. Low to his right-hand side. And a huge right hand gets Knight Percival out of jail.
Yeah, what a save.
There's a chance here
back
on the right.
Yes, back post.
Yes, yes. Back post chance. Surely, oh, brilliant saving tackle from Maloney. How does he get that? Marshall about to tap in, and Maloney skimming full stretch, puts it behind for a corner. Brilliant defending.
Brilliant all around, brilliant defending and brilliant play from the lads.
They've got to stop the cross coming in. It's a neat one. Doyle should claim and does, and that should just be about that for City. Doyle with a big pair of hands.
That's
brilliant
it, yeah.
Save earlier. There's the full-time whistle. A big night for the Bantams. And Bobby Campbell fitting a number 9 wins it for City. It's finished City 1, Northampton 0.